Welcome to the first episode of this series of podcasts, both audio and video. I'm Stephen Tubbs with 710 KNUS in Denver. I host the afternoon and evening program, and this is a story that has obviously shaken Colorado. It's stunned the world. Allegations of premeditated first-degree murder via poisoning. A Colorado dentist allegedly killing his wife, and as we record, it was 1 week ago today that the business partner of the dentist, Dr. Jim Craig, actually pulled a nurse aside at University Hospital here in the Denver metro area and said, "Have you all considered the fact she may have been poisoned?" As a mandatory reporter, the nurse then called the Aurora Police Department. Now, we're going to go through, not in great detail in this first episode, but we're going to go through about half of the arrest affidavit. This, of course, is a tragic story, and before we really get into some of the nuts and bolts, I want to personally and on behalf of everyone connected with this podcast, and most likely speaking for you as well, we send our condolences to the friends and family of Angela Craig. Just 43 years old, she passed away, declared brain dead about 4:30 this past Saturday, and not lost on me by any stretch is the fact that this family has been temporarily, at minimum, destroyed. Six children, five girls, one boy, three of them reportedly still under the age of 18. And then there's the twist when it comes to my involvement. Dr. Jim Craig was my dentist at Summerbrook Dental in Aurora for 5, 6, 7 years. And either this first opening podcast or down the road, I'll give you some of my thoughts as to the man I dealt with all the time. And when I was at another radio station, I did Summerbrook Dental advertising. I was the one telling you as a radio listener, get to Summerbrook Dental in Aurora, Colorado. Dr. Jim Craig is a fantastic dentist. And then this. So there's just a little bit more of a personal connection for me than some of the stories that I've done in my now more than 33 years in my career. So the arrest happened about 2 a.m. in Aurora this past Sunday. It would have been, less than certainly 24 hours after the passing of Angela Craig. And the allegations here are phenomenal, astronomical. I'm flabbergasted even as we record this first episode of the podcast. The allegations are, according to the arrest affidavit by a female detective with the Aurora Police Department, she's coming up on a decade of service to the city of Aurora. She was an officer before in Minnesota. The allegations are that on February 27th, Dr. Jim Craig ordered arsenic from Amazon.com. And because this is a podcast and I feel like maybe for the most part, you and I will agree on this. Did you know you could buy arsenic or cyanide or oleander pills on the internet, let alone at least a couple of those items via Amazon? Maybe attention, Jeff Bezos. Maybe take a look at that. Is there any necessity, any need for anyone to buy arsenic from Amazon.com? Dr. Craig allegedly ordered arsenic metal 99.9999% crystalline metalloid, 10 grams, for $13. That was February 27th. And almost unbelievably, unfathomable to think that that order was delivered to the Craig home address on March 4th. Backing up, I had met Angela Craig on several occasions. I did not know her well. I had a little bit more of a personal relationship with Dr. Jim Craig because not only was he my dentist for some pretty major things at times, but he also was involved, obviously, in the messaging of Summerbrook Dental. And so I had a lot more to do with him. And, well, I will say this right up front. To me, if you would have asked me a week ago, tell me about Dr. Jim Craig at Summerbrook Dental in Aurora, Colorado, I would have told you, great guy. very, very competent dentist, family man, I'd say kind of quiet and shy, which makes all of this just so much more amazing. It was March 6th, not too long ago, that Angela Craig started to first feel sick. She was admitted into, or at least went to, Parker Adventist Hospital in Parker, Colorado, an Aurora, Denver suburb. And that same day on March 6th, and this a lot of this information from the arrest affidavit, one of the office workers at Summerbrook Dental had said that that she had noticed that Dr. Jim Craig was basically acting kind of weird. He was on a computer in a room that he normally wouldn't be in. The lights were out. The office manager is quoted in the arrest affidavit saying that that was a little bit odd. So that's the first time that Angela Craig is visiting a hospital. Then on March 9th, she goes back to the same hospital, Parker Adventist, and she would be there from March 9th until March 14th. The hospital, doctors, nurses, they had no clue. They could not determine why she was so sick, why these symptoms were occurring. She's released from the hospital on March 15th. Friends, that's last week. That's last week. The next day, last Wednesday, which is as we record this, a week ago today, she was admitted to another hospital, University Hospital. Now, during this time, Dr. Jim Craig is allegedly, according to the affidavit, he is texting several people, up to and including members of his congregation, telling friends and a concerned friend who is also a registered nurse, saying that we're okay for now. God love the church is basically the rough quote, getting help from people in his congregation. It's very disturbing. Again, welcome to our first podcast, both video and audio. You can find this audio-wise most certainly at 710knus.com/Stephan or simply 710knus.com, and hopefully most of the locations where you do get podcasts, and of course the video available on our website as well, 710knus.com. We're going to just barely scratch the surface here in this first episode. But she goes to University Hospital on March 15th, again a week ago today as we record this, and she would never leave the hospital. She would never leave. But let's go back, because there's a lot of ping-ponging here with not only the arrest affidavit, but the way things are, to at least better understand the allegations against Dr. Jim Craig, 45 years old, just turned 45 last month. He is, as we speak, in the Aurora detention facility, Aurora County Sheriff's Office, and again, his next court appearance as we record this is tomorrow morning. I will be in the courtroom tomorrow morning at 8:30. So there is the first order allegedly placed by Dr. Jim Craig of arsenic that is then delivered on March 4th. The allegations are that this father of six is slowly poisoning his wife with arsenic via her protein shakes. It is truly unlike anything I have seen. We'll get into in our next episode, or certainly those to come, about some of these specific Google searches that Dr. Craig allegedly had made. And this, I said on my radio program last evening, this is not Sherlock Holmes meets Agatha Christie and you get the superpower minds of detective work. This, as one of our texters said, if these allegations are true, this just may be the stupidest criminal in the history of the United States. And that is a quote from one of our listeners to my radio program. So back on March 13th, it's unbelievable. There is a package that is delivered to Summerbrook Dental, which, as we record this here, is about a mile as the crow flies away from where I'm seated. And Dr. Craig allegedly tells one of the office staff, hey, I'm getting a package. Do not open it. Well, another person in the office, according to the arrest affidavit, opened the box and sees the biohazard sticker. Saw a circular canister labeled potassium cyanide. The employee, according to the arrest affidavit, Googles symptoms from potassium cyanide. She puts two and two together, or this individual puts two and two together and says, these are the types of symptoms that Dr. Jim Craig's wife has been experiencing the last 2 weeks. Then the confrontation with the business partner of Dr. Jim Craig. He'd only become an official business partner in August of last year, though they went to school together at the University of Missouri. They were in dental school together and had been friends, apparently, for a couple of decades. And this individual, I know his name, but it has been at times off and on redacted in the arrest affidavit. And out of respect, I want to leave his name out of it for now. He is there at the hospital, and this goes back to how we started. He's there, and the business partner and Mr. and Mrs. Craig and the business partner's wife, well, they're all friends. And there was a confrontation, and the confrontation actually happened in a separate moment, but the business partner, suffice it to say, felt something was up, and that's when he said to a nurse, have you checked for poisoning? I think she may have been poisoned. Nurse, again, contacts as a mandatory reporter the police department. But it was after the couple, the business partner and his wife, had left. They are leaving the hospital, literally in their car, and it's on Bluetooth. And according to the arrest affidavit, Jim Craig makes a phone call from the hospital where his wife is literally dying. And he's confronted saying, what's with the potassium cyanide? Well, there's a denial. Well, I did this. Actually, I bought it for Angela, he says. He blames the potassium cyanide order on his wife, who is for the most part incapacitated and is dying in that same hospital. He said that Angela Craig wanted the potassium cyanide. Jim Craig, according to the arrest affidavit, tells the business partner who was on that speakerphone, so the wife, business partner's wife could hear this as well. He basically said she had threatened to kill herself via potassium cyanide. He had to place the order because she couldn't get it because she didn't have the right credentials. All of this to the business partner is making zero sense at all. At one point, according to the arrest affidavit, Craig says to the business partner on the speakerphone, she was just playing chicken. He ordered it for her, kind of daring her to see if she would take it. He said that my wife wouldn't take it. At that point in the phone call, according to the arrest affidavit, that is when the business partner says to Dr. Jim Craig, stop, and I quote here, stop talking and get a lawyer. We're going to go ahead and stop the podcast here for now for this first episode, and there's just so much more to this story. And again, I want to reemphasize and hit once again, it is not lost as a father, it is not lost on me that there are so many tragedies in this. We'll get into the salacious details. Yes, of course, there's a woman involved, allegedly a mistress. It's absolutely mind-boggling to me. But not lost on me is the fact that even as we speak and as we record our first podcast, both video and audio, 6 children have lost their mother within the last week, and their father is literally in custody on a no bond hold, awaiting his next court appearance tomorrow. And if my past experience is any indicator of what's going to happen with Dr. Jim Craig, he will, up until his trial, he will not be released on bond. Over the course of the next days, we'll try to put a link, if it's available, of the arrest affidavit. You can find it online, but it is truly unbelievable. And I have a feeling that this potentially could be, if this goes to trial, potentially perhaps the biggest bleep show that the state of Colorado has seen, perhaps, since JonBenet Ramsey. Again, I'm on 4 to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. Mountain Time on News Talk 710 KNUS here in Denver. And we're going to try to have a podcast tomorrow after I'm in court with Dr. Jim Craig. And will there be a jailhouse interview? For now, he's denied all requests through his public defender. For our producer, Mark Crowley, I'm Stephen Tubbs. Thank you so much for watching, and we'll have another episode straight ahead.